And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Ansley Litchfield head football coach Kurt Kolhanek, who joins us. Well, first off, Coach, congratulations on the win last week. I'm sure it felt really good for you and the players getting a win a week ago.
Yeah, thank you, number one. Yes, we needed that win. You know, we started off the year with two very tough teams, obviously Sumner and Silver Lake. The only thing that we weren't down is we were very competitive in both them games. You know, probably should have won the Silver Lake game, but just early in the season and, you know, very inexperienced having young players.
Coach, being in the six-man ranks, you get a bye week to work with, and prior to last week, you had your bye week in week number three. Talk a little bit about the bye week. Did it come at a good time, you think, for your team, and what were some of the things you focused on during that extra week?
Well, you can look at it two different ways. I didn't like it because, you know, early in the season, you're not banged up. And I guess the extra practice, getting used to six-man or whatever, may have helped. But it just seemed really long after two losses, and then, you know, you're waiting 2 weeks to go get your first win. So I didn't necessarily like it, but, I mean, there's really nothing you can do about it. I think later in the year might be a little better if you're banged up or whatever, but we got through it.
What area do you think has shown the most improvement since fall camp?
Well, I would say, you know, we got a lot to work on the, you know, our offensive line and our tackling. But just as far as, like, the biggest improvement would be mentally. You know, we have two freshmen starting, you know, a lot of kids that haven't played. They've really matured. And, you know, fundamentally, running plays on offense right now, like I said, we need to work on some blocking and things. But as far as their mental aspect of the game and doing what they need to do, you know, making the proper handoff, running the proper pass routes, we've came a long ways in 3 weeks.
In the six-man game, Kurt, I know that lots of times there can be a lot of one-on-one situational football, whether it be just one-on-one in the open field trying to make a tackle or one-on-one offensively. Talk about the adjustment there for the kids, and how do you believe some of those one-on-one situations have maybe grown for your team through the opening weeks?
Yeah, as far as offense, you know, we kind of like it, you know, especially having, you know, you got Luke Bailey's, and, you know, Isaac O'Brien's pretty football fast himself. So some of them one-on-ones can be good on offense, but then you move over to the defensive side, and yeah, you're exactly right. It's almost like playing man-to-man basketball. And, you know, if you got a kid out there on an island and one person misses, it's 6 points.
I know that one of the goals is always to build consistency. What about that for you, Kurt? I mean, how do you try to approach the consistency aspect? Is it mostly repetition on things and practice, or how do you go about trying to establish that?
Well, my philosophy has always been on offense, at the start of the year, you know, you keep it pretty simple. You don't throw a million plays at them. And in practice, we run plays, we run plays, we run plays. I don't give them a playbook to stare at. Half of those end up in their back seat. I do have, you know, we can go over plays anytime on the chalkboard or whatever, but I'm huge on good doing reps and practice. That way the kids get everything in their mind. And so far that's worked well.
Let's talk about special teams. I know certainly special teams, the kick game, the punt game. Again, you can look at a lot of those one-on-one opportunities. Talk about your special teams through the first few weeks of the year.
Actually, they've been pretty solid. Haven't gave up too many big plays. We don't consistently kick the ball in the end zone, so then you're doing a lot of squibs. You know, a lot of teams have to squib the ball. If you look at Sumner, Eddieville, Miller down there, they have a kid that puts in the end zone every time. That's huge, you know. Mm-hmm. You're starting way back deep. So as far as kicking, Luke does a good job squibbing it down there. And so far, knock on wood, we've had good kick coverage. You know, extra points, a big deal, where to kick it, it's 2 points, and to run it in is one. So that blocking scheme we have struggled with, and we got to work on that.
Let's talk about your opponent on Friday. You get to take on Shelton. It's homecoming, I believe, in Litchfield for the team. Just talk about your preparation for them and what are some of the challenges you see that they might present you.
Well, the biggest challenge is going to be tackling them. They got darn good size, and then they got a couple kids that are have a lot of speed. So it's going to be containing and tackling. I mean, that'll be the main key, is playing good defense and holding them down.
Coach, it's always great to talk to you. We appreciate you taking the time to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Thank you, Brent.
That's Coach Kurt Kolhanek joining us on our pregame show.